So I imagine that after the holidays are over and everybody's thrown their trees out to the curb and everything, your thoughts start turning to that big goal.
It does because our campaign deadline is fast approaching. And I do have an update. I brought an update with me. We raised close to $70,000 of the $88,000 goal that we're looking at. So we're almost at 80%. So we're really excited. But of course, we need the community to help us raise that last about $18,000 to get us there. And so we're super excited to be that close. But of course, that campaign deadline looms here the middle part of February.
And talk about the different ways that funds are raised to make that goal.
Funds are raised various ways. One, of course, a lot of people are probably familiar with most is their payroll deduction, and that's a lot of companies throughout our community offer that option, and that's generally when I'll come and give a presentation, and then employees have the option to donate a few dollars out of their paycheck up to their discretion. We also have grants that we receive. We just were fortunate recipient of a BNSF railway grant where they donated $23,000, actually $25,000, and then we get to keep $23,500 here in Box Butte County. So we're really thankful for those community partners. We also have a lot of other businesses that when there is payroll deduction, those businesses either match it 100% or they might match it 50%. So they really help their employees' donations go even farther. But it's all through the community. It's all community-based. We don't receive outside funding. What I mean by that is we don't receive funding from any other entity that's not already in Box Butte County. So the reason we get such a generous grant from BN is, of course, because we have so many BN employees here and such generous giving from the BN employees themselves.
And over the last few months, we have had so many of the partner agencies visit us here in the studio and talk about the good things they do. And so I hope folks are getting a picture of all the different ways that human beings are helped by the United Way.
You know, the one thing with United Way is when you donate through United Way, your dollar doesn't just go to one specific agency or one specific need. It really goes to help a variety of needs in our community, kind of the health and human services side of the communities. I always tell people when I do presentations, we don't help build buildings. We're not going to help an agency or entity build a bigger building or even fix an existing building. What we want to do is we want to help the existing programs that are already here. We want to help, whether it's for the elderly, whether it's for the young, whether it's for homelessness issues, whether it's food insecurity, whatever it may be, United Way wants to help those specific human needs in our community. And each community is a little bit different. So the communities that we have here, or the community needs we have here in Box Butte County, are definitely different than the community needs that they have in Chadron or in Dawes County. And so each community has their own advisory committee. And we also have, this to me is the most exciting part, we also have our own funds distribution committee. So I don't make the decision on who's funded in you with United Way grants. Our community makes that. And so whether it's the Pacesetter businesses, they all have a say in it. And we also have community volunteers. So they actually have every agency will come and have an interview and have the discussion about why they need the funds. It's a great process. And we actually have a new agency this year, the Box Butte County Family Focus Coalition, that I didn't even realize what they all did, even in their application, until they actually sat before the committee and explained and actually had, I think, six or eight people that actually came into that interview, because that is how widespread their help is in the community.
So if somebody wants to make like a one-time donation to the United Way to get them a little closer to this goal, how do they do that?
There's a couple ways you can do that. You can do it through our website, unitedwayofwesternnebraska.com. There's a donate button. And when you donate through that, know that your funds, if you're donating in Box Butte County or donating Dawes or donating the Scottsbluff area or whatnot, those funds stay in that agency. So if you donate here in Alliance, we'll know that those funds are meant for Alliance, and so they will go to the Box Butte County and Dawes County goal. So that's one way to do it. You can also mail a check in to our P.O. Box here in Alliance, which is P.O. Box 617. And you're also welcome to drop off any monetary donations at my office, which is 723 Flack. But I just want to warn you, I work solo, so I'm in and out, and so I might not be there when you stop. But rest assured that I'll get it if you do drop it off there as well.
All right, very good. What is on the United Way calendar for January or even the next 2 or 3 months?
Of course, January, we're continuing our campaign presentations. Like I said, we only have a few weeks, about a month and a half or so left of our campaign. And so any of those pledges, we just want to get those finished up and wrapped up. But also beginning of February, all those nonprofits that want to apply for United Way funding, be watching for that grant application. February is that month when we release it, and it's generally due the end of February, first part of March. So there's about a month as well. And also mark your calendars again. We have our annual game showcase. Will be March 17th on St. Patrick's Day again this year. So that's kind of the next 3 months in a nutshell. But of course, any nonprofit, even if you've never been a United Way agency, please consider applying for funds, because we do raise these funds so they come back into the community. Or if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. And I generally offer a workshop for those new agencies that want help in filling out that grant application so that we can get the complete picture of their agency.
All right. Very good. Well, it's going to be another great year. You're off to a good start, but still a big fight to go to get to that 100%. We wish you all the best of luck and encourage everybody to make a donation, get the employee automatic donation thing going.
Yeah, the payroll deduction makes it super, super easy.
Absolutely. I do it. I think most of us here at the radio station do that. So it's a great way to support United Way on a regular basis. And just a little bit out of every payday adds up to a nice donation.
It does. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, $20 a paycheck, $10, even $10 a paycheck. It could be as little as a couple bucks a paycheck. Every single dollar makes a difference, and that's what I can't stress enough. We have so many donors throughout our community, and everyone makes a difference, whether it's a smaller amount or a larger amount. We're extremely thankful for each and every donor that we have. If you're self-employed or you're company or organization does not offer payroll deduction, of course, we have the online donation that we just visited about, and of course, you can always mail a check or drop off a donation. But if you're an employee that's interested in getting that established at your company, feel free to call me, and you know, I'll definitely help you and guide the payroll department of what they need to do. It's very simple. It just takes a few minutes to do, and I'm always happy that it comes straight out of the check. It's so much easier that way for
very
me than
handy.
Than having to write the check and remember, oh, I need to donate, make my monthly donation this month.
That is the truth. Give us your phone number.
It is 763-8031.